Next up, we have Brother Mixer, Spryler Coat.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Well, let's just ask John which one he uses.
I go with Sprite. Sprite is my favorite mixer. I use Sprite. It's great with vodka. I like it with whiskey. I like it with rum. Sprite is the more versatile.
You're going to do this again?
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Cam, think of this as the coin toss, right? Think of this as the coin toss in the NFL.
That's not how this works.
He chose to defer, which means I get the ball.
Because everybody who knows you are a Sprite and whiskey guy.
Exactly, Sprite.
Which is why I chose Sprite as the topic.
Are you going to argue for Coke or not?
No, I'm not going to argue for Coke.
When do we typically decide? Sprite with my volunteer vodka. It's delicious. You can't mix Coke with vodka. If I want some whiskey, I'm in a whiskey mood. You know what I can also mix it with? Sprite
on 1340 WKGN.
Defend your topic, please. We're running out of time.
I prefer Coke as a mixer with any alcohol. It's going to keep you up longer throughout the night, give you more energy. Coke, much, much better as a mixer than soda. Soda's bad for you. I don't know if you knew this. If you just stick to Coke and vodka, lessens the calories, keeps you up longer throughout the night, you have a much better time. More of a party if you go Coke over Sprite. And you're bound to attract more women.
Hour 3, kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Go straight to some headlines.
All right. Thanks, John.
Welcome.
And we'll start with the University of Minnesota. They are going to limit ties with Minneapolis police after George Floyd's death. 2 days after Floyd died after being pinned by police, the University of Minnesota announced it will limit its relationship with the Minneapolis Police Department. The school president made the announcement in a letter that was sent to students, faculty, and staff members, writing that the university no longer will use local officers to assist at major events, including Golden Gophers football games.
Yeah, this seems like a pretty big statement.
Yeah, it does.
Like, I don't know how much they actually use Minneapolis PD.
They used them for local games.
Well, the cops that are usually there around the coaches are state troopers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but there's all other cops all around the state.
But they're like security and stuff. Yeah. But so, I mean, that's do they use Minneapolis police for that? Like,
they have been.
They have been?
Because they wrote in their new announcement that they will no longer use local officers to assist at major events, including Minnesota football games.
Okay. Yeah. It's always weird. I never really think of the University of Minnesota being there.
In Minnesota?
Actually, in Minneapolis. I mean, I know it's in Minnesota, but not Minneapolis. That's a pretty big statement from the school president.
Have we heard anything from the Vikings at all on this?
I haven't seen anything.
Yeah. It's crazy what's going on. You've seen the videos and stuff.
I haven't watched the videos.
Circulating.
No, I haven't watched the videos.
Of everything going on?
I don't watch any of them.
Do you just scroll by it?
Yeah. I mean, I know what happened to George Floyd in the situation. Like, I've seen the still shot pictures of the cop with his knee in his neck, but I haven't brought myself to watch the videos and then the subsequent rioting and tear gas and looting and all that. I don't watch. I know what's happening, but I don't care to see it.
The looting and rioting is not of interest in a way, like to see it happen?
No.
Like to see what is going on? I think it's pretty compelling footage.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know why I would need to watch it. I know what's happening. I've seen this. I mean, we've been seeing this since 2012, 2013, I mean, just on Twitter, like this decade. I mean, I know stuff like this has been going on forever, but I mean,
yeah, we had Ferguson.
Yeah, I mean, like Ferguson, I watched a lot of it coming from Ferguson. That was what, 2013, 2012?
13, 14. Yeah, you had Baltimore, St. Louis.
We've been doing this for a decade now, so I mean, like, I don't want to say I'm numb to it, but I mean, it's just another incident. Like, to me, the crazy thing was all the NBA players. All the pictures going around them wearing the I Can't Breathe shirts and then realizing that was in 2014 when you had another man. Was that Eric Garner? Was that his situation, Eric Garner? Who was choked to death by the cop for selling cigarettes? Like,
and here we are 6 years later.
Right. So, I mean, like, I don't need to read and watch every one of these stories because we've already been doing that for the last 8 or 9 years. And Yeah. I get a little frustrated by people. I get a little frustrated by people who...
Yeah.
I haven't seen many people arguing opposite of this in this situation. There hasn't been very many of, well, this and this had happened before, and he was suspected of shoplifting, or, well, you don't know the whole story. Because this one's pretty cut and dry. This one's pretty easy in terms of, no, that cop killed that guy. So people are allowed now to easily speak out against it, but those same people don't speak out when it's a little bit tougher. So that's been a little frustrating. I mean, like I said, this has been going on for a decade now. And a lot of people act like this stuff doesn't exist. So then when they actually get like a layup and can take a layup, it's not going to pat anybody on the back or
yeah, say, well, that's good. I mean, at least we are seeing it more now. Like that, to me, that's the thing with the video footage. Like, it's, I mean, you hate to see it. You hate that it's still going on. But I mean, think about before social media and videos and all that. It was just running rampant and nobody even, there were no voices.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much that stopped it.
I don't know that it stopped it, but I think it's better that we're aware of it.
That's true.
Or that people are actually acknowledging
it. And that's fine. And like I said,
I mean, think about like the 70s and 80s, 60s, 70s.
Yeah. I know what happened. But I don't need to watch the videos. Like I said, I've been watching the videos for a decade. Like, every time something like this happens, yeah. I got the video from the event really circulated last month about the jogger getting shot. I didn't watch that one either. Are you familiar with that one? Down in Georgia?
Yeah. And they said he was in the frame of a house or something.
Well, they went back and said that retroactively, but I mean, he got gunned down in the middle of the street. So I mean, like,
yeah, and that, but they were using that as some justification
later on. Yeah, like as they start digging into things, like I don't watch those videos. I don't watch them. Like, if it helps people to get angry by watching them, and it makes them want to change or speak out about things, then by all means, watch them. But it's something that I think we all have to kind of come out with. Like, the thing that's been frustrating for me over the last 3 or 4 years is that you see a lot of people not necessarily like defending the actions, but staying quiet about the actions.
Mm-hmm. Or just forgetting about it. But to me, that's the biggest problem, is that we become so desensitized because there's so much news.
It's sad second instance in the last, like, you know, couple months. We moved on from the jogger. Like, I can't even think of that guy's name right now, which is sad.
Right. It's similar with
him to Minneapolis, and then there was another one yesterday, I think, of, you know, with the cops surrounding the guy's house. Like, there's just a lot of instances, and I feel like people need to speak up. Which, I mean, we're not gonna, I don't know if they're ever gonna solve the problem or what. Like, I mean,
it's similar with school shootings, isn't it? And like mass shootings, we just move on to the next one and nothing ever changes.
Well, I wouldn't even say it's similar there, because the shootings come down to people's liberties. Like, the people don't want to give their guns up. So, like, you know, I'm not gonna equate those, because if you have your guns and you don't want to lose your guns, I'm not going to say you're right or wrong. Like, I know that that's a big political statement, right, of whether or not you want to give up your Second Amendment, or if, you know, you want to get the certain types of guns off the streets. That's a whole different argument. To me, this one isn't like that, Cody, because this is just like, hey, we shouldn't have people being killed.
No, I'm simply stops
and being arrested. We shouldn't have cops putting people's knees in their neck for 5 minutes and choking a guy to death.
I'm simply right comparing the two in the way that we forget about them, is what I'm saying, that we just move on to the next thing. We're desensitized because there's so much news, there's so much content on a daily basis, just minute by minute, you know? And we're just scrolling. We're scrolling. We're seeing new things every second, new news stories that typically, like, you know, used to, like, people would just sit and read the newspaper. Like, that was the thing they did back in the day, and that's where you got your news. Maybe you watch the evening news at 6:30, but now it's just all day. We see everything all day long.
I don't know if desensitized is the word that I would use. I don't know, because, like, I think people,
I mean, I definitely would.
So, like, when you see that, you don't get upset?
I don't like what I see, but I know.
You don't get upset? Like, because, I mean, desensitized means you don't feel anything. Like, I think what you see from the riots and the protests and the way it's being covered and the way people feel about it, people are not desensitized to it. Like, so like I said, I don't think I would use that
word. But I know that in a, I know that in 2 months we won't be talking about it, is what I'm saying.
Well, with all due respect, that's a problem.
I know it's a problem.
Like, you shouldn't be desensitized to it. You should be cognitive.
You don't think we are as a society?
I think that's if we are, then I think it's a problem. Like, if you,
I agree.
Yeah. So I mean, like, yeah. I'm not saying whether or not you are, whether or not as a society we aren't. Like, I think that you should always be aware of it and be cognitive of it.
But what's?
Like, I know people got tired of the Colin Kaepernick story, and that's fine. Like, I mean, people got tired of that. But I mean, this is essentially what was at the root of that, and people. I feel like when you say you're desensitized to it, that a lot of people don't have the benefit of that.
I know. It's not a bad thing to say. It's the truth that the majority of society.
It's a bad thing to be desensitized to it, though.
But the majority of society is.
And that's fine. And I think it's a bad thing.
I agree it's a bad thing.
If you are desensitized to it, it's a bad thing. That's all I'm saying.
I agree that it's a bad thing.
Okay. Like, I'm not arguing with you about whether or not people are. I'm saying it's a bad thing if you are desensitized to it.
But
because not everyone has the luxury of being desensitized to it. I'd imagine when Cameron goes out, like, Cameron's not allowed to be desensitized to it, is all I'm saying. Like,
yeah, but when we say things need to change, how's anything ever going to change if the vast majority of society doesn't actually care about it?
That's the issue. That's the problem. I mean,
all I'm asking.
Well, I mean, that goes back to what MLK was saying in the 60s. I mean, in terms of people not speaking up and people not actually caring and people not wanting to ruin their status quo. Like, I mean, that's been the problem for, you know, 60 years.
It's why we keep seeing it, is it not? I mean, that's why you say, like, we were watching this 10 years ago.
Which is why saying being desensitized to it is a problem.
I'm not saying it's not a problem. Yeah. I'm just saying that's the truth. The majority of people don't actually care.
And again, that's what I'm saying is the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're in agreement on that.
So I'd hope you will no longer be desensitized to it. I hope you will scrub off that layer of being over, or being whatever it is that makes you desensitized, and I hope that it would continue to make you uncomfortable when you see these, or start making you uncomfortable. And I don't mean you personally; I just mean if you are finding yourself in that situation of being desensitized to it, of the stories. Like,
I mean, I think that
if you need to watch the videos, like, and I do think the videos help people. Like, I don't watch them because it's just the same old story. That's people continue to, you know, like you say, they get mad for a week and then they're not mad anymore, and that's an issue. But it bothers me that it takes some people watching videos to get mad.
Well, I would honestly just say too, though, like, I don't want to blame people morally if they are desensitized to it. I mean, I think that the media has a lot to do with it, and the fact that we're constantly bombarded with all these different things that just keep pushing everything down day by day, minute by minute.
Yeah, I mean, like, it is I don't know if it's a cognitive effort to do that or not, but, like, we do get overwhelmed with stuff,
yeah,
with entertainment, with news, with celebrity stuff, with everything.
It's constant.
I understand, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, or I'm not making a statement about that, but I'm saying that when you become desensitized to it and you allow it to fade to the background until the next tragedy happens, that's why they keep happening. So, like, in the school shooting sense, I mean, if you want to make that link there of we only care about gun violence when something bad happens and then we care about it for a little bit, then we stop caring about it, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to me, this shouldn't be like, I understand how guns have become political. I understand how gun violence has become political. That seems cut and dry to me. People not wanting to give up things and people not wanting to do that. Like, we don't have to give up anything to stop people from getting murdered and to hold people accountable for murdering them.
I just think the only way to have any real change is for the vast majority of society to be affected by something.
And I would hope, ultimately, and I know it's a tough ask, that people would be affected by this.
Well, that's the problem.
Not just people of color who think that could be me, or that could be my brother, that could be my family members. I would hope it would be everybody who, if you're white, if you're Asian, if you're anybody, look at that and say that could be my friend, that could just be somebody who didn't deserve it, and like they are affected by that. And I understand that usually people don't care about stuff until it hits them directly at home.
And
but,
that's the issue.
But
I
would hope that people would look and say, this does hit us directly at home.
But they won't. And that to me is the problem, because when it only affects a certain group of people and not the entire society at large, that's why it's going to be hard for it to change.
Yeah, and I would just say that I hope that people look at it as affecting society already, not just one group of people, because
I mean, a global pandemic.
We all live in the same country.
A global pandemic affected us all. This, you know, and we couldn't get on the same page on that. So, I don't want to seem negative or not hopeful or whatever, but I wish things could change. It's just, you know, it would have to get to a point where you get the entire society's attention. And
which is why I started maybe this by saying, if you say you're desensitized to it, that's an issue. And I hope if you are in that boat, you stop and listen to this and think about it and realize that you shouldn't be desensitized to it. Like, you should get angry about it every time. You should be bothered by it. Like, don't be numb to it.
Yeah, I mean, it would need to get to the point where we actually do something, though, you know.
And
with the looting and stuff like that going on, like, you know, people can say what they want about that, but if it gets people's attention, that's what, you know, we need to get people's attention.
That's when you start losing some people, though. I mean, that's when you start losing people, when you see
the looting. I understand
that. I mean, the looting.
But they're not paying attention to peaceful protests, so.
Yeah, but the looting is when you lose people. When you start destroying businesses and you start doing that, people are allowed to change their opinion and take the, it diminishes the message. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't loot, because if you're if you're there because you're angry and you're grieving and you're breaking stuff, like, I'm not going to tell you not to, but then you'll have some people there just to steal stuff. Like, I mean, it's just, I'm just saying, you lose people when that happens, and that's whenever people are allowed to say, well, yeah, this wasn't right, but hey, this isn't right either, and you kind of lose the focus of what's happening, and then you get the media covering the looting more than the actual murder.
Well, you know, then I don't think you ever really fix it, you know. I don't know that you can ever really fix it.
We have, hundreds of years of proving that we aren't going to fix this. So, I mean, like, we obviously haven't fixed it yet, so.
Yeah. And we're just as divided as we're ever going
to
be.
Cam, do you care to comment?
Y'all are hitting it pretty well. I really don't have anything to say. I think it's just kind of the culture in the police department, and, you know, cops don't call out other cops, and I think that's the root of the issue.
You've seen a little bit more of this.
Which I understand.
The Chattanooga police chief came out, and, you know, again,
that's
this
rare, though.
This is so one rare. Where this is one, like, you haven't really seen the other side, you know, trying to say, hey, let's hear both sides. You've seen, for the most part, this one's been kind of cut and dry, where people are saying, hey, this is wrong. So,
yeah, man, but no matter what, no matter how many black people die, you're still going to have a huge amount of people that automatically just say, back the blue, all lives matter. They don't actually look at the other side of it. They're incapable of seeing what's actually going on. So because of that division, I just don't know how you ever change it.
Good batch of headlines.
It's just one, actually.
Yeah.
That's a big story.
Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. We'll play some overrated, underrated next.
Overrated, my friend.
Overrated. I'm going to tell you why.
I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right. Are y'all ready to play some overrated, underrated?
I am.
All right. How about you, Cody? You feeling it?
Yes, okay, I'm ready.
Making sure. All right. First up, we have social media.
I'm going to say underrated. Underrated right now. Thinking about information getting to people. The year of the pandemic, especially, like, being able to distribute mass information, I think is, in general, a good thing. Now, obviously, there's the whole thing about, you know, you give everybody a voice, and does everyone really need a voice? Some of these people on social media are pretty awful. But I'm going to go underrated just because of the fact that, you think about, like, in a time of a pandemic, think about the Black Plague. You remember back in the 1500s?
Yeah, I remember.
You remember?
Yeah, I remember. I was there.
Back in the time of the 1500s, they just died, you know? There was no way to get the information out quickly to people. There was no way to know what was going on. No mass communication system, really. It was just kind of, hey, did you hear about Tom? Yeah, Tom got the Black Plague. Oh, I got it too. See ya. You know, so I'm going to say underrated.
In that regard.
Yeah.
I would imagine that would go under the umbrella of oversharing, right? I mean, in terms of telling whenever you have the Black Plague, that would be something that should be better kept in-house. So, you know what I mean? Like, maybe don't share everything. So I think that's almost making a point for it being overrated.
Well, maybe so. I'm just saying, like, it is good to be able to get the news, even though you may get too much of it at times. Like, social media is at least good for that.
Yeah, no, the social media becoming kind of the newspaper is good. Now, I think the key to social media is knowing how to properly – it's a fine line, right, between properly crafting it the way it needs to be crafted, but also not becoming – or not getting stuck, like, in a thought bubble. Because it's very easy to do that, like, get caught in a thought bubble where you are only seeing what you want to see. But ultimately, I think social media has had an impact on my life. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I love social media. I spend a lot of time on Twitter and Discord. Now, those are the kind of the only two I use. You know, Facebook I could do without. Any other social? Like, is Zoom considered a social media? It's not, right. It's like a platform.
Nah.
Is that?
I don't think
is that considered social
that,
media. Okay. I get on there from time to time. Like, that's nice to. It's just nice to communicate with people and catch up with people, I guess. Now, there are bad things to it, like most things, but I'll say overall, it's. I guess my official thing will be properly rated.
All right. Next up, we have Golden Doodles.
Golden Doodles seem pretty cute. Is there a case that Golden Doodles could be overrated? I don't know. How highly are we rating the Golden Doodles?
I just see them everywhere now.
They do seem to be pretty popular, but if they're popular, that means they must be pretty good animals. They're cute.
Yeah.
They look cute. Oh, the Golden Doodles all have like the curly hair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they look pretty cute. I don't know anything about them like personally. I've never had a Golden Doodle. How expensive are Golden Doodles? Because that's going to be the ultimate decision.
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, how expensive are they? How expensive is it to get a Golden Doodle? Because that will affect my opinion on whether or not they are overrated or properly rated.
Average puppy price is between $1,000 to $2,000.
Okay, so I feel like that's, I don't want to say reasonable, but I feel like that's okay. Like, I remember growing up, my mom spent like, you know, $1,500 on a bulldog puppy, and that seemed kind of crazy. And that was in, you know, 2000. It was in like 1999, 2000. Yeah. So that seems like a fair price. I mean, me personally, I would still rather have like a lab if I was going to get a dog that size or whatever. But either way, the Golden Doodle, I'll say slightly overrated. Just slightly, though.
Yeah, I'm out on them. I don't like them. I don't care for them at all. Anything half poodle, anything that's got a doodle at the end of it, out on it.
You don't like noodles?
I said doodle at the end.
You said oodles at the end, I thought. Did you not say oodles at the end? I don't know.
I thought I said doodle.
You might have said
doodle.
You might have said doodle.
I do like noodles. I'd like to.
In my head, I just heard oodle. So.
So the cutoff's doodle, not oodle. Okay.
Did you just assume that I like noodles?
I asked if you liked noodles.
By the way, I've put on weight. I've put on some weight.
I've noticed.
Have you?
You were doing good, and then you quit doing good.
Yeah, I've put on about 12 to 15 pounds.
What's happened? Anything you need to talk about? Stress getting to you?
I don't know.
Just the side of the diet was...
I don't know.
Overrated? Quarantine been tough on you?
Yeah, that's part of it, probably.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Okay, well, good talk.
Anyway, I don't like labradoodles. I don't like golden doodles. I don't like any kind of doodle, any kind of poodle. Not a fan. Completely overrated. They're ugly dogs. Should be exterminated.
Whoa, no, too far. Too far.
Hot take.
They are not like bulldogs.
Poodles
the only reason
should be
I said, no, that's not true. The only reason I said bulldogs should be exterminated is because bulldogs are in pain. Bulldogs are in pain during their
Poodles
life.
Poodles are in pain no, when they look not. In the mirror and see their stupid haircuts.
That's not true. That's too far. That's way too far.
Give one a mirror and let me know how it goes.
Way too far. Way too far.
If I'm a poodle and I see myself, I'm going to be upset.
Way too far.
People give them those stupid ass haircuts.
Wow.
I mean, they're
this is taking.
They get half better when mixed with a lab or a golden. They get half better, but they're still ugly.
This is uncalled for.
They're ugly. They're ugly. I said it. I want them gone.
Wow.
Okay, hot take. All right. Next up, we have onside kicks.
So I guess we got a little bit of news there. The onside kick has been shot down, or the onside kick lives, right? With the NFL, they have shot.
Yeah, they tabled the discussion on it.
So they're not going
to
switch.
Showing of hands, and it looked like it wasn't going to be close to passing anyway.
So they're not going to switch to the 4th and 15 rule, which I'm happy with. That's too drastic. I don't like that at all.
They said it's going to come up in future stuff, but yeah, as of now, they are tabling it, and we're keeping onside kick.
Okay, and maybe let's just get rid of the run. You can't run before the onside kick. Let's try to maybe just switch that. But either way, onside kicks, I'll say, are underrated, man. I know that they don't happen very often in terms of success, but when they do happen, it's so exciting. It's so exciting. You're still waiting. That's one of my favorite things in sports. An onside kick getting recovered, is that too extreme to say?
I think it's great when it happens. Yep, it's a great thing in sports.
It just doesn't happen enough for you, or what?
Yeah, I think that's why I would stick overrated on the onside kick, just because it just
doesn't.
If it was more of a 50-50 kind of deal,
50-50 seems way too high. Like, it shouldn't be a 50-50 proposition.
Man,
It should be like 5%.
It is an exciting play, though, and when one is executed right,
it's one of the best.
Bounces way up.
It's one of the best things in sports.
It is an awesome play if it's done right.
It's one of the best things in sports when it's done right.
I don't remember ever seeing my team really benefit from one.
Did you not watch the bowl game we were just in?
Against Indiana?
Yeah.
Did we get an onside kick in that game?
It wasn't a traditional one. It wasn't like one of those that bounce. It wasn't like you're lined up and need one to stay alive. We did get one against Alabama, though, that one time, right? In 2009?
It's kind of sad that we were even in that game like that, like that we were in such a desperate spot against Indiana. I don't know. I'd kind of given up on that game in the fourth quarter. Maybe I didn't see the onside kick. No, I did. I did. I just
you didn't make it to the onside kick?
I made it. I just forgot about it.
I don't know if I believe it.
I go a little overrated. I wish they were recovered more often. Would make games closer in general.
Yeah. I don't need the games to be. I mean, like I said, I don't.
You get some bad bet beats.
Yeah, that's what I've always. Yeah, there's nothing worse than trying to protect the onside kick like while you are trying to like get into the house with get to the window, so to speak, with your bet ticket.
Don't you prefer every game to be close though if it's not your team? Like obviously your
If it's not my team, sure. If it's not my team, sure.
Yeah. Nobody wants to watch a 2-touchdown game when you can watch a tie game.
I would say that is accurate. If it's not my team or I don't have a bet on it, then you are correct.
Yeah. So I think I'd take it. I think I'd take it as 50-50, if that were possible.
No, the gambling's too much to make it 50-50. You would have just such violent swings, and I don't want that.
Yeah. I don't gamble as much on sports.
Well,
you know where I gamble? I gamble at the buffet line. That's where I gamble. By the way, they're open back up. I don't know if you've seen them.
Buffets are open back up?
I've seen drove by Shoney's yesterday, and the cows have come home. Cows have come home.
Did you go in?
I didn't go in. I drove by. I didn't go in.
I'm proud of you.
I wouldn't be proud for long. It could happen. I'm kind of letting myself go here. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah, we just talked about it. What's the matter?
I don't know.
I thought you and this new strange relationship you have with Twin Peaks waitress would maybe motivate you. Did she say she liked the bigger the better? Did she say she trying to buy you by the pound? Like, what's happening here?
It's just kind of spinning further into oblivion.
Anything you need to talk about?
Yeah. I'm on the way down, buddy. It's all over from here.
I'm worried about you.
Do we have another topic?
Yeah, I got another one.
I don't know if I want another one.
What is it, bacon cheeseburgers?
No.
I don't know if I want another one.
Next up we have...
We're all worried about you.
No, you're not. I'm fine.
The Lake.
The Lake. Yeah, that's right. The Lake. The Lake, I'm going to go with underrated. A little bit underrated.
I don't know how the Lake is underrated. Well, here's, the hell is underrating the
for
Lake?
For me, it's underrated because I don't go all the time. If you're a lake rat, if you're one of those people that your life revolves around the
is
lake.
Is that a thing? A lake rat?
Oh, hell yeah. You never see
lake
those
rat?
People?
I've heard of river rat, but I've never heard of lake rat.
It's the same people. It's okay. The same people.
I was just curious.
There's some people whose lives revolve around the lake. Literally, they live on the lake. If you're one of those people, there's no way you could say it's underrated because you're getting everything out of the lake as it is. But for a guy like me that goes... 2-3 times a summer.
I just want to focus on the lake rat phrase. Is that a thing?
There might be another term for it. River rat is
but the river
makes more sense because both words start with an R. It's very what's that word?
Alliteration.
It's an alliteration. Yeah, thanks.
And I think of rats getting in the river for some reason.
Maybe lake rat comes up on Urban Dictionary.
Lake rat does.
Okay. Hey, my fur is soaked. What about you, Tony? What is it? Lake rat?
Yeah. The Urban Dictionary is a person who is at the lake or talks about the lake excessively, drinks heavily, has predominant tan lines, a large collection of Mardi Gras beads, and a talent for getting girls naked.
Yeah, that we're good at. We can get them naked, that's for sure.
A talent for getting girls naked, okay.
Hop on the jet ski with me.
Shout out to the lake rats.
Hey, Tuts, you want to take a ride on the jet ski?
Shout out to the lake rats for getting girls naked.
I say it's underrated for me just because I only go, you know, 2 or 3 times a year. Like, that to me is underrated, just getting out.
I did think it was weird that I noticed, like, I don't have any, no one invited me to the lake on Memorial Day.
I got
no
a friend
invited
with a
me
boat.
On the lake in years. No one's invited me in a long time.
I got a friend with a boat, and I checked in with him Friday to see if he was going to be out on the boat this weekend.
No text back?
No response. So I don't know.
He probably got bombarded by that. Yeah. I take that back. My boy TC, Volunteer Vodka, he said that I could come up to, you know, Bristol, Virginia area, and we'd go on the lake. And
that's a long way to go, though, for...
Like an hour and a half.
For Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't going to go for Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if the offer is available for Memorial Day. I wasn't... That's like prime people are going to ask if they can come. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really expect an invitation on Memorial Day, because that's just too...
That's when everyone is out.
Right. Yeah. And I know he probably had gotten a whole bunch of messages from people asking, so I wasn't going to take him up on that. But I did have someone say, hey, let's go to the lake anytime you want. You can come up. We'll get in the boat, blah, blah, blah. So shout out to him. He threw out the invitation.
I see.
I assume it extended to you as well.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't get mine in the mail.
Yeah, it's like if you want to go, just let me know, and I'll try to put a good word in for you.
Okay.
You didn't come to Bristol with us for the race. So
I was in California.
That might hurt your chances. So, Cam, you might be higher on the list, but sweet. Either way. The lake, to me, is overrated. I mean, not drastically overrated. I used to be very anti-lake, but I do like getting on the boat. I do enjoy that. But for me, I'd rather just have a pool. Like I said yesterday, most of my stuff, I like being able to have a definite end time. Usually one controlled by me. If I'm on somebody else's boat,
yeah.
Kind of at the mercy of their decision making. If I'm at the pool, just go back into the pool, go back inside, get in the car, leave. Lake, you're kind of out in the boat. Have you ever had a boat go bad while you've been on the lake? Like the battery die or something like that? You just got stranded out there. I've had that happen a couple times. That wasn't fun.
No. I was in one that hit a bank one time.
Getting in the open water and just hitting the waves and you're just bouncing up and down. That's kind of fun. I like jet skiing.
I rode with a. We had some trouble.
The lake's pretty fun. The lake's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I don't inner tube. I'm too old to inner tube now. You know, I did like doing that, but I'm too old to do that now. But like bouncing up and down on the boat, getting on a jet ski and doing cool tricks, that's pretty fun. But then I can only do it for. I only like being on the lake for like 30 minutes or an hour at tops. I think that's it.
That checks out.
Yeah. You know, you go to the lake, they'll drive you to the bluffs. You could climb up the rocks and jump off. That's cool. But then let's get back in. Let's go inside. I think that's it. I'm an hour
just
guy.
Go back inside.
Yeah, I'm an hour guy. I only like being on the water for an hour.
Yeah.
Now maybe
that
this
sound
will all
like
change.
A lot of fun.
Maybe this will all change. I got to be honest. I don't know if I've been on the lake since the seltzers were a thing. Like maybe seltzers will make me enjoy the lake more because it used to just be like liquor. It used to just be liquor out in the sun on the water. And that would be tough. Maybe that's why I only like to be out there for an hour. I'm scared of snakes. And I bet there's more snakes and creatures in like the lake than, you know, in the pool.
Do you like getting
in the
lake?
So I don't really like swimming in the lake.
You think there's more than in the pool?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so when you jump in.
That's quite a take.
So when you jump in.
I don't know about that.
When you jump in, you can't feel the bottom. You know, you can't see the bottom. You can't feel the bottom, and you're wondering what's underneath.
That's kind of a cool feeling.
No, it's not. To just be. I don't like that. I don't like that feeling at all. When you're in the water behind the boat, all you like can smell is the gasoline, and you realize you're swimming just like in gasoline and pee. You're like, ah, it's the lake. It's big.
Swimming
it's...
and pee. You're worried about swimming and pee in the lake?
Not only your pee, but the fishes pee and snakes pee. Just a lot of animals pee.
I'm pretty sure the amount of pee per capita in the pool is far greater.
Yeah, but there's chlorine. There's chlorine in the pool. There's no chlorine
the
in the lake.
The lake has natural cleanser.
I don't think that's true.
The lake is.
I don't know if that's
the
true.
The lake has. Yeah, they have bacteria that eat up all the stuff
that can get in your that can get in your pee hole. That bothers me about the lake too.
I constantly
hold and try to squeeze mine close. That way, nothing gets
just
inside
of it. Just put a clothespin on it.
I saw a documentary about it, like a parasite.
That bothers me. Wearing a condom.
Wear a condom to go to the lake.
It would slide off by the time if the water's too cold, and it's falling off, and then it's. Pops up next to me. And that's just more, you know, more.
What are you doing?
Contamination and more pollution in the lake. It's really gross. And then you gotta, I like.
Sounds like you're going back to overrated.
The last time I went to the lake, I went somewhere where they had like this game where you could throw frisbee at like the glass bottles that were on top of this thing, and like you could knock it off, like you get
that's
points.
Fun.
That was fun. I enjoyed that, and I realized
knocked
that was
the glass bottles off into the lake.
Well, yeah, but then they float, and you could pick them back up, and put them up. Yeah. Like they just up there that you could, you know,
except for the ones that got too much water and sank to the bottom.
Target. I realized I was pretty good throwing frisbee then. That was fun. That's the last time I've been to the lake. That was 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And then we left the lake and went back to a pool, and I had much more fun at the pool. You know what? Back on the overrated side, the lake is overrated. The lake is overrated.
I think it's good, though, if you're in a landlocked state to be able to have a place to go where you can get the boat out and, like, have a little beach, have some water.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
You know, not because not everybody lives by the beach. If you live in a landlocked lake, a steak and shake.
Landlocked
it's a pretty good place to be. Pretty good place to be two or three times a year. Let's just say this. If there's anybody out there listening who maybe likes to have a good time and has a boat.
I'm open to be persuaded. Like, if you want to show me a good time on the lake and, you know, I'll come back and we'll review it and we'll change our votes. Like,
show us both a good time.
Yeah. Maybe both of us.
And Cam. Cam can come too. We can all go as a team, as a group.
I just feel like asking for three spots on the boat's pretty tough.
Not if it's a really
nice
boat.
If they're a real talk sporter.
Or they have a really big boat.
Okay, fair enough.
If there's anybody out there with a really big boat, maybe one of those, like, I don't want to say a yacht. Do you think we have like one listener that maybe has not a super yacht?
No, we don't know.
Not a super yacht, but like one of those you could take out on the river that's like a
really. No. A yacht? A houseboat? They might have something at the
better than a houseboat.
Uh-oh, I know somebody with a houseboat.
Yeah, you're going to have somebody with a houseboat.
I lived on a houseboat for like a week once.
Yeah, I know a guy with a houseboat too. I'm talking like a yacht.
No, we don't have any listeners that have a yacht.
I feel like you're thinking, when I say yacht, you're thinking like super yacht. I mean like a small.
You want medium yacht?
I mean a small, very, very nice boat.
Mm-mm.
That's yacht-like in a way.
Okay, last call on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
American Environment.
Last call on the other side. Wait, no, last call is now. Let's just start this.
We'll restart that real quick.
Restart that. Last call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. Award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Stop by and pick you up a bottle. Support the people who support us. The award-winning Volunteer Vodka. All right, let's pump the brakes. Let's keep rolling. You want to go first or second?
Second.
All right, I got the list of 538's most College athletes worth the most money. College athletes worth the most money.
Yep.
Ties back to our hour two conversation, I guess. These are the people who have the most value through social media in terms of college athletes. Cam, do you know who Paige Buckers is? Cody, do you know who Paige Buckers is? Because I've never heard of Paige Buckers.
Is she one of the Oregon softball players?
She is not. She is not. She is a UConn player.
Nah. A basketball player?
Yep, a UConn women's basketball player. I didn't know if she was like...
Let's see if we can find her. How do you spell Paige?
P-A-I-G-E, and then Buckers is B-U-E-C-K-E.
Let's see. She looks she's 18, tall.
So she's has she even played for UConn yet? I guess she was she was on Team USA basketball though. I guess so. Maybe she's got some a brand kind of like Zion of sorts. Like I don't know if she's.
She kind of looks like Eminem if he was a girl.
Not fully wrong, I guess, but I don't know. She just kind of has blonde hair and pale skin, but she's been on the cover of Slam magazine. Okay, and you know the
oh, she's launching it from the logo and stuff. That's
oh, really? So she's gonna be like Trey Young, Steph Curry type of that for the women's basketball game.
I just saw a little clip and she's okay. Launching it. Okay.
Okay, that's cool. She has the most followers. No, no, she doesn't.
No,
have
she
kind of
looks like Pete Davidson as a girl, more like Pete Davidson.
Maybe just as being the biggest women, maybe she could have the biggest reach just because there's less competition in terms of that. I don't know. But they say she is the most valuable college athlete when it comes to her likeness and image. She has 502,000 followers. She could make $21,000 per post with potential earnings in a year of $670,000 is what they say.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're going to start seeing more of that. These kids that are coming up now.
They're all going to have better followings.
They're going to have huge followings. Yeah. Yep.
Trevor Lawrence comes in at number two. $11,000 per post. He could make $454,000. Justin Fields comes in and third. He'd make $12,700 per post, $407,000 total. And then there's a big drop-off after those top three. Number four, though, is one of those Oregon girls, Haley Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah,
saying
I'm,
she
I'm
could.
I'm aware.
They're saying she can make $4,200 per post and be worth about $118,000.
Yeah, that's tremendous.
Then you get to college basketball, Anthony Edwards, Obi Toppin, the two top players, I guess, from basketball last year. You get a wrestler. That's kind of weird. Spencer Lee in Iowa could make $26,000. No Tennessee guys. That's all the college. The only college football players worth that were the two quarterbacks, which I don't know if that's accurate, but to get down to number, I guess, 15 on this list would be a women's soccer player from BYU, only worth about $267.
That would check out.
Now, again, maybe that's not the actual, I guess that's not the actual, like, list, but that's just, like, per sport type of thing, I guess.
$267, huh?
They're saying the women's soccer players, really, like the top four women's soccer players they included, one would make $2,300. She plays at Stanford, and then the other ones would be like $500. So you compare that to the top, there's going to be some real disparity in terms of.
And yet the U.S. women's team wants equal pay, huh? And then you see that disparity.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you're on something.
That's a big disparity.
So they took the top of like the other, you know, they took the top of the sports, I guess, of each sport and kind of laid it out. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of college football players that would come ahead of the men's basketball players and the Oregon softball players. But the two top quarterbacks would make about $450,000, $400,000. And then Haley Cruz from Oregon, the softball player, would make more than their most highest paid men's basketball player.
I believe it.
I still think they could sit on a gold mine if they just started an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Probably so.
Yeah.
103-year-old woman does this in her hospital bed.
Nope.
No. Don't like that.
It wasn't what you think.
No, thanks.
It wasn't bad. It was, for the record. Yeah, boy, I was really hoping you'd go with that one. Let's see what else we got here.
She's dead.
No, she's not. Let's go with Agent Scott Boris. Okay. No, this is boring.
Nope.
I don't like Scott Boring. Can you roll on that?
Respect the game.
Oh, this sucks. He just told clients not to bail out the baseball owners. You know the agent, the baseball agent, Scott Boris?
Mm-hmm.
Biggest agent name in baseball.
I know Scott Boris.
He recommended that his clients refuse the MLB's attempt to cut salaries during negotiations with the Players Association,
okay,
claiming team financial issues caused by the pandemic have their origin in management debt financing. I don't even
know. I saw Trevor Bauer was mad about this, saying for Scott Boris to stay out of it.
Yeah.
So Scott Boris is saying they don't want to play?
He said, remember, games cannot be played without you. He wrote to his clients, players should not agree to further pay cuts to bail out the owners.
Trevor Bauer has a little bit of a conflict of interest here. He is in a situation where he's trying to get off his rookie deal and like out of arbitration into free agency. So Trevor Bauer, who's been a really good pitcher at times, he's a solid arm. He is set to get his first like really big payday,
mm-hmm,
like his financial security. He's set to do that after this year. So he probably is one of those people like, hey, we got to play. Mookie Betts, right? Did Mookie Betts ever sign his contract, or was he just set to be a free agent? Cody?
He signed.
So he signed a big extension with the Dodgers? Okay.
Yeah, it was official. Yeah, it went out.
I don't think that's true.
It became official.
I don't think that's true.
It did. It took
I don't think Mookie Betts
took a while,
has reached
but
his,
it...
Did Mookie Betts sign a contract extension?
Yeah.
I don't think that's happened.
Signed a 4-year. Let's see what this is.
I think Betts is one of the big guys set to be a free agent.
Dodgers acquire Mookie Betts.
I don't think he hasn't reset the market yet because he's probably going to get paid more than Trout, or at least
he's due to become a free agent after the season.
Yeah, so he's like on a 1-year deal with the arbitration thing. Like, you know, when you're a young player, they can give you more money, but they don't have to give you a big contract.
Yeah,
and you can't
really
do anything about it.
So he signed.
Mookie Betts is going to be in a weird situation where he has one of these big, you know, players who can make a lot of money next year. You know, he could sign life-changing, generation-changing, like the Betts last name will always be rich type of money. Chris Bryant kind of in that same situation of being a big talent but stuck on a small deal. So I wonder, like, how those guys feel. The guys who have already gotten paid, like Max Scherzer and Mike Trout, I doubt they're happy. They don't want to take that big pay cut, but I wonder if the players who are staring at wanting to get out of free agency or out of the quote-unquote poorhouse, I say that lightly, but, I mean, you know, for some of these baseball players in their years of service, that they're deeply affected by wasting a year of their prime.
It's important to thank them for their service.
So I wonder how he feels. Sad that you didn't know that he hadn't signed his extension. Zion Williamson. Update of him going under oath.
No! God, please, no! No!
Potentially being crumbling? Okay.
Nah, not really.
The Basketball Hall of Fame. Kevin Garnett, and Tim Duncan. The Basketball Hall of Fame. The best Hall of Fame class ever. Update on them. Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett. They were set to go to the Hall of Fame this year, but that has been pushed back to 2021 because they want to have a ceremony and people in person. Many people have said this is the best Hall of Fame class ever.
Ever?
Three legends. I mean, it would be hard to have more than better, you know, especially average, right? I mean, like to take
Duncan. Kobe,
Duncan and Kobe have won 10 championships.
Kevin Garnett.
And Kevin Garnett, you know, got one, but is one of the most respected and one of the best players of a generation. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty good class.
That's pretty tough to beat, just in terms of all three of them being super duper stars.
Was Kobe set to go in before the incident, or was it?
I think the voting happened afterwards. He would have gone in, like he would have been a first ballot guy, but I think the announcement happened after he died. But they want to do a ceremony with people and do it the right way, so they have pushed it back to 2021, which is the right decision.
But it'll still be the class of 2020.
I would assume, but that's a good question. I don't know. Will they double up and like bring have more people and do two different ceremonies or what? I don't know. I guess it could be a story. Drives up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.